Okay, workshops. Oh yes, we love our workshop, and it's an area that needs to be planned out really carefully, especially if you have equipment that's going to be located in the workshop right off the bat. Make sure you understand the circuit requirements for your equipment, your welders, your air compressors, table saws, drill presses that are freestanding on a freestanding floor drill press, equipment like that. Where your workbench is going to be at. Locate your receptacles for your workbenches so that you can get to them. Nothing worse than not having a convenient receptacle when you need to plug in like a hand drill at your workbench. But also think about the possibilities of adding bench grinders. Lighting, where's your lighting going to be located for your workbench area? This workbench or this workshop here, I did actually wire this one, and this is great because it's a big open area, and so the lighting is actually 4 foot four light strips with two switch capabilities, so that one switch turns on two tubes in each light fixture, and the second switch turns on the second set of tubes in the light fixture. So you can have two levels of light, and that way you can save on electricity if you're just in there to do something and you don't need really a lot of a high level of lighting illumination for doing work like cutting some wood on a table saw or something like that. Then you don't need all of those tubes lit up. Let's see what else are we looking at here. But that's the main thing, is to really take a look at what you're going to be using the garage for or the workshop for. If there's a possibility you're going to be adding some more equipment, then pre-wire for that. Take a 12-2 or a 12-3-2-0 location where you might need another 110 or 240 volt circuit, or run a flex into a four square box and have it available. Just put a blank cover on it if you don't have wiring pulled in there right then and there. With this workshop, we had a sub panel right outside one of the corners, and so we had a provision to just go right through the wall and access the panel for bringing more circuits into the workshop, and that worked out just fine. And sizing your panel for the workshop, of course, is very, very important. You have to know what's going in there first. You have to make a list of your circuits and what the requirements are for that equipment before you can really understand how to size your workshop panel, or a garage panel for that matter. It's usually like a 60 amp panel, 240 volt, with at least a 612 circuit panel, which really serves it well. And then of course you got to get the wiring back to your feeding the panel that will be feeding that sub panel, and then whatever method you're going to be using, if it's a detached garage, if it's an attached garage, there's other factors to take a look at. And of course, always do this through a permit. Get your work inspected and get it done right. Okay. Another thing to think about is if you're going to be spending a lot of time out in the workshop, and if you need to have some type of air conditioning, whether it be a ventilator in the summertime because it gets too hot, or a space heater for in the wintertime when it's really, really cold. Okay, those are things to think about. They all take electricity. They all may require their own separate circuit. Okay. All right, hope this helps you out. Thank you very much.